Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
This is The Burt Show.
I think I have proven time and time again that I know a really good bad idea. I can identify those. And I don't stay away from them. I dive right in.
You know what one good idea begets?
Tell me, Kristen.
Another good bad idea.
Rarely does it end well, but at least it's fun, right? Mm-hmm. So I have a little tear trickling down my cheek this morning as Kristen has followed me into this bad idea avenue.
I do. I have a bad idea. I have not run it by anybody, especially not legal.
No. We haven't been talking with them much lately.
No. I need some. And it all centers around Abby.
Okay.
All right.
She's so scared.
I feel like my shoulders are just like all right, rising to try and cover me up. So I'm going to throw something out there, and then I'm going to need you to let me cook, all right?
Get it.
We should send Abby to Indiana for love. Hear me out. Hear me out, all right? We should fly Abby to Indiana for true love. Love, true love. All right. We got an email from Brooke. If you remember, Brooke was a Burt Show listener that sent us to save the date for her wedding. And we ended up doing 100 Days of Good Goes Round for her. And we bought a bunch of items off of her wedding registry because we weren't able to make it to the wedding.
Okay, yes.
Because it's on a Sunday.
And it's in Indiana.
There was that caveat. So we had her on. We bought a bunch of stuff off the registry, chatted with her, had a lovely conversation, and we thought that was it. But Brooke has emailed us. She emailed Abby. She emailed me. Burt, you were on it too, but you don't read your emails. Also, Tommy and Mo. She emailed all of us with a proposition that I want to take her up on, all right? So the email reads, "Hey, Abby, it's Brooke from the Save the Date Wedding 100 Days of Good Goes Round segment. I know Kristen said that you all looked at flights and couldn't make it work as the wedding is on a Sunday." She's correct.
And in Indiana.
But I would love for you specifically to come because I feel I have found the perfect man for you.
That's what they all say. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. His name is blank. We're going to leave him anonymous. He is over 6 feet tall.
Okay.
Don't know exact height, but for sure over 6 foot.
We love that.
6 foot is your minimum, correct?
No, I don't have a minimum.
Yes, you do.
I like taller than me.
How about, what if he was 5'8"?
That's not that much taller than me in heels.
So you have a minimum. What's your minimum? 5'10"?
Sure, we'll go with 5'10".
5'10".
Yeah.
He worked. Oh, he is handsome with brown hair.
Love.
He works in finance.
Love.
also went to college for finance with her fiance, which is how she knows him, which is why he's going to be at the wedding.
This is a personal recommendation from somebody that knows him, actually. Not that, hey, I know a warm body. You're a warm body. You guys should go out.
He does live in Trampa right now.
No.
But he's a good old boy from Indiana.
And let me say this about Indiana, if I can interject here for just one second. Mm-hmm. There are some states that I feel, that my experience, that they are salt of the earth, good people every single time I meet them. There is Ohio. There is Pennsylvania, outside of Philadelphia. Yeah. And there is Indiana as well.
I concur. He does not believe I can convince you to come, but I am determined. This could also be a fun bit for the show. I've attached photos of him. I think you would really like him. I also showed him your magazine cover, winky face.
I bet you did. Yeah, yo.
Wedding is August 17th, so you'd have to fly back Monday, most likely.
Mm-hmm.
Please help me prove him wrong and come have a fun night with free wine. To Bert, please let her go if she wants to.
What's the date on it?
All right, so here's the thing. Looked at the photos. This dude's a hottie.
Okay.
He is very handsome. There's a photo of him wearing a tuxedo. There's a photo of him with water behind him. He's actually giving like he could be a Kelce brother. Like I feel like he could be Travis and Jason's brother.
Look at that face.
He's the third Kelce triplet.
this is a handsome dude, right? So what I need to do is check with you, one, to see if you would even be game. Two, to see if you were free. Three, I've already looked into flights, okay? So we could fly you in Sunday, the day of the wedding. Uh-huh. You get there before the wedding. Now, like, what we would need to do is you would have to spend the night in Indiana. But because we have radio station contacts, you could get up Monday morning, do the show from Indiana. Or you could, like, we have the new Roadster or whatever. You could do it from the comforts of your hotel room. So we could get the update. You could fly back Monday.
What Indiana contacts at radio stations do we have that haven't broken up with us already?
Fort Wayne
bailed on us. Indianapolis bailed on us.
But
I don't think we're in good standing.
You don't think they'll let us use a studio?
Maybe just to laugh at us.
But we have the equipment. So what I'm thinking is, if you are free, that's Sunday, August 17th, on Bert's dime, because it's for the show, fly to Indiana, go to this wedding, see if there's any chemistry between you and this dude, and then
Get married the same day.
The same day. And the good news is Indiana has a 50% homicide solve rate. So when you go missing, they'll know which cornfield to find you in.
What?
We're flying you to another state to meet a random man. None of us have actually vetted.
She's going to be at a public wedding. She's not going to be going alone somewhere with him.
Where's this wedding? In a cornfield far away?
Isn't it outside of Fort Wayne?
It's outside. It's about 45 minutes outside Indianapolis because you got to fly into Indy.
Okay. All right.
It's not.
What could go wrong?
Kristen, have you described this guy? You looked at his picture, right?
Yeah, I described him on air tour.
This is a good looking dude, Abby.
Mm-hmm. Really?
I would like to see this guy. Are we going to show Abby the picture right here?
She has it.
I'll pull it up. Here's the thing. I got nervous when people attach things. I'm always afraid I'm going to be the person that like gets us into a phishing scam.
I don't know if his brown hair is floppy enough for you, though.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you guys would be a great-looking couple.
Look, Tommy, I'm pushing 30. I can't afford to be this picky anymore.
This dude is good-looking.
Look at this tuxedo one.
Yeah, he is kind of giving Travis Kelce.
Right?
He's giving Kelce brother.
So have you seen those pictures of where they turn pop stars into what they would look like as men? He looks like a male Taylor Swift.
Stop.
And that's a good thing. Taylor Swift is like a hottie.
You would make love to Taylor Swift tomorrow.
I probably would.
You cannot get the ick from something somebody else said.
Here's what. Amazingly, you also gave me the ick, too.
That was a compliment.
That is creepy.
I'm not worried about the safety factor on this one because we do have people that will guide. They know him, right?
Yeah.
So they are coming with the recommendations and they will be by your side if you need them. So that part of it doesn't scare me. Not nearly as much as you going to Europe.
You just had a moment.
Okay? Yes, I went, because look at this photo. Again, him in a tux holding a glass of champagne. Look how much taller he is than everybody else.
He's so tall. I can wear big heels.
You can wear big girl heels.
Are you willing and desperate enough to go?
Am I desperate enough? Yes.
Are you free?
Let me check my... Oh, wait. He looks like a Kelce brother. I'm free. Yeah.
Wait.
He knows about this, right? I missed that part.
He does. Oh, yeah. Yes. He does know about this.
Yeah, because he took a look at her picture on the cover of Jezebel. So he's already like, hot tea. That means you have to look like that when you go to Indiana.
Brooke showed him the magazine cover, and she has said, he does not believe I can convince you to come. So he is completely in the know of this.
All right, let's do this, okay? Mm-hmm. Congratulations for bringing a bad idea to the table.
You're welcome. I'm really not trying to get her.
Murder. Just say you want me off the show, Kristen. You don't have to do this elaborate plan.
I don't want you off the show. I just want to get you laid.
Logistically, we've got to make sure it works, right? Uh-huh. That we're all here that week, et cetera. I know I'm out for a couple of days in August also.
You're not out.
I'm not out?
No.
Okay. Well, hey, if you want to go.
Brooke's like, I don't want to pay for this plane ticket.
I don't mind at all. For you to go up there and find Mr. Wright, I am more than eager.
Here's my one question. Is, I know he has been shown a photo of me on a magazine cover. Mm-hmm. That's great. But is he a willing participant? That's my question here.
How do I put this delicately also? Has he been shown other pictures of Abby as well? Okay, because now I'm trying not to insult you.
You just did.
But I mean, come on. I mean, you had people working on your hair and your makeup and the lighting on that. It's not what you look like in everyday life.
Does he care, though, if there's a chance he's going to get his corn cob buttered? Does he really care what you look like?
I think you are very, very attractive. Mm-hmm. However, I just don't want that to be the only picture. And if you don't match that picture, even though you're pretty, it's going to be disappointing.
He says he does not believe I can convince you to come, but I am determined. That sentence says everything to me. It says that he's interested, but he doesn't think that you would be willing to go those lengths to meet him.
Okay. Well, if it's coming out of the Burt Show budget,
let's go.
What do I got to lose?
All right.
Other than my life.
Don't sell past the yes. Okay. It's all, baby.
So seriously, I am emailing our business manager, Amy, today. All right. And copying you on it.
Uh-huh.
We're going to book you a flight. We're going to give you our equipment. We're going to find you a hotel. And you are going to this wedding to potentially meet the man of your dreams.
Okay.
It's on.
Woo!
It is on, girl. It is on.
You're on the Burt Show.
All right, it is day two of, let's call it, Revenge Week on The Burt Show. Yeah, you can go ahead and you can get your own revenge and you can let emotions take over and you can go out and you can go like, you know what, I'm going to burn his car today. That's going to land you in jail. So we don't want you doing that. So we have a lawyer that came on with us yesterday-ish and we're focusing on ways to get revenge that you probably won't get arrested for. Now, Ish told you yesterday, she told you how you could send animal poop and insects to an ex. What do we got today, Ish?
Today, we're heading down to the dairy aisle of your local grocery store. This one's my favorite if you are still, unfortunately, dating this demon who has ruined your life, but you're on your way out. You're ready to move out. You're ready to, like, pull the plug with that last big bite. So head down to your local grocery store, head down to the dairy aisle, and you're going to grab 1, maybe 2 gallons of milk, ideally close to the expiration date. Then you're going to head down to the cleaning supply aisle and you're going to grab one of those big spray bottles, the refillable spray bottles for cleaning your house. Mm-hmm. Once you got those, you're going to head back home, fill up that spray bottle, and you are just going to spray a gentle mist of milk over every fabric surface in that entire apartment.
No.
You don't want to go
disgusting.
Too hard because then it's going to get crusty. You want it to be undetectable. And then that night, once everything, the mattress, the sheets, the carpet, the couch are fully doused, you're going to pick a huge fight. You're going to break up. You can't handle this anymore. And you are going to leave because within a day or two, all of that milk will begin to turn and rot. And that apartment, because of course he lives in an apartment, because he can't own property, because that house is going to smell so horrific. Forget having a girl over. Eddie, whoever he's cheating with, she's never coming back. And the best part is the smell comes slowly. So he might not smell it, but everyone else will. So especially if you get his clothes, it's done. It's done. He is losing his security deposit. He's never getting that smell out. And if you get his couch, when he finally moves to a new place and thinks he's free from the smell, it will have followed him there.
I'm curious-ish. Do you come up with these, or like have people done this and have shared with you the things that work when it comes to revenge?
So the insects was inspired by Dakota Johnson, who sent pubic lice to an ex through CritterDepot.com, who we love. This one was a gift from God. This popped in my crazy little head and I was like, yeah, milk. That sounds like a very effective idea.
So Ish is an attorney also. Do you keep the fact that you do the revenge stuff online from anybody that you're dating?
You know, I keep it in the beginning. And then I think at first I was like, this could be problematic for some guy I want to date, because it's a bit of a, it could be considered a bit of a red flag, maybe. But then I'm like, if you get it, you get it. I feel like at this point, it's a good filtering mechanism, you know?
I do too. I think I kind of feel like it's a safety net. Like, okay, I just want to let you know, you mess with me, I got so many ideas for you already.
Well, it's like karma. If you don't want bad things done to you, maybe don't do bad things. If you're a good boyfriend, you're not going to get the milk spray at the end of the relationship.
It would certainly get me to behave.
That begets it. Also, interesting red flag. If a guy is too into it, also a red flag. Because there are people in my comments who are like, this is my wife. This is my brand of crazy. And I'm like, oh, you're also a demon. Like, yes, it would be fun to do these things to you, but if you're looking for someone that unhinged, stay away from me, please, for the love of God.
All right, check out Ish on Instagram. We're going to talk to her every day this week. You can check her out on Instagram at WhatTheIsh. Yes, she is a lawyer. So these probably, as she likes to say, probably. What is the probability on that last one, the milk one, of getting arrested?
So here's my thought. One, in order to get arrested, they have to have some probable cause that it's you. He's not that smart. I don't think he can put two and two together. Two, if you call the cops, especially in today's world, what are they going to do about that? And sure, he might sue you for, some people are like, property damage. And I'm like, maybe, but let him sue you. Let him spend all of his money suing you. Let that broke bitch lose all of his money trying to sue you for the cost of his crappy IKEA couch his mom bought him in 2007.
I love the idea of a dude calling up 911 and being like, my apartment smells like curdled milk.
And those 911 calls are public, so you can get your hands on them and make it even worse.
And then you have a viral TikTok video.
Yes.
There you go.
We will talk to Ish again tomorrow. Thank you.
Thank you.
So I got lit up in my DMs yesterday on Instagram. Lit up. People embrace Adam Sandler in such a way that I got lit up. So yesterday, I came on here yesterday and I said, I'm so disappointed in Happy Gilmore 2, man. It's just not a good movie.
Your expectations were too high, my
dude. No, all I want to do. Yes, you're right. You're right. Because all I wanted to do was laugh. And Adam Sandler doesn't do that for me anymore, right? But because of the nostalgia, I think you mentioned this yesterday, the first Happy Gilmore was such a funny movie. And it was such an original that anybody our age or anybody that has actually seen the movie, you gave it a try because it's Adam Sandler and that movie was so good. And yesterday I came on just so disappointed, man. You get a couple of laughs out of it, but I mean, he just tried, it was a one trick pony and he tried this pony years ago and he tried regurgitating the same jokes over and over again, the same gags. Bad.
It's not bad. I am going to respectfully disagree because I watched Happy Gilmore 2 and all 74 cameos that appear. Was it gimmicky? Yes. Were there laugh out loud moments? Yes, there were some laugh out loud moments. Was it the nostalgia there? Had no idea what kind of plot storyline they were going to do. I thought they got as creative as they could in order to do a Happy Gilmore 2. I thought Shooter McGavin did good. I thought Bad Bunny was a great caddy for Adam Sandler. And I think you're being unnecessarily harsh. Was it a great movie? Would I watch it again? Absolutely not. But am I mad that I watched it? No.
I would say it wasn't trash. It was just slightly below good.
It was just some litter.
Like, yes.
It didn't quite make it in the bin. I'm trying to make an analogy. It's not working.
So yesterday I go online and I'm like, look, thank you to Netflix that said, hey, we're honoring your stupidity because you watched Happy Gilmore 2. And if you liked that kind of movie, here's another one. Here are other movies that you might like that are equally stupid. And the first one that came up was Popstar.
With Andy Samberg,
yeah. Right? From years and years and years ago, right?
It's a riff off of Justin Bieber and his pop movie, right?
Kind of. I think so, yes.
Isn't it called like Never Stop Stopping or something like that? Which is a riff off of Never Say Never or something from Justin Bieber.
Yeah. So I watched it because I'm working out yesterday. I'm doing cardio, which I absolutely hate doing, but it's killing my time for me, right? If you want a movie that is equally stupid and juvenile, that has a ton of cameos, that movie is the one to waste your time with on today.
Are you not this serious?
Yes, it's not even close.
That movie's horrible.
No, it's funny.
And you know me, I love all movies. I never say that. I went to the screening of that because remember, we had him in studio for that movie.
We did.
When it came out. And it was awful.
I would challenge you to watch it today if you're listening. DM me and tell me. And forget about the love affair we have with Adam Sandler, who deserves it also. Like the nicest guy in I think that's why people give him a break too, because he is authentically so nice. He puts all of his friends in his movies. Now he's putting his daughters and his wife in the movie. I didn't even realize she was in it.
Yeah, his wife. He has put his wife in every single movie he's ever done. She always gets like this little bit role. And if you've watched Happy Gilmore 2, the woman that's teaching his daughter ballet or dance, the dance teacher, that's his wife with the really crazy blue eyeshadow.
I would love to spend a half a day with Adam Sandler doing whatever, because I think he's a really great guy and I know he'd be a fun guy. I just think when it comes to movies, man, he hasn't made a really good funny one in a very long time, and this one definitely is not one of them.
You're just doing the Lord's work and trying to make Adam Sandler work a little bit harder, try a little bit harder, maybe put a little bit more effort into things, whereas maybe we've let him coast for a little bit too long in those long basketball shorts and t-shirts.
So this list came out from Rolling Stone also, from ranking his best to worst movies. Billy Madison was number one. Okay, that was 1995. Mm-hmm. Happy Gilmore was number two, 1996. Uncut Gems. I love Adam Sandler in serious roles now.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a fantastic actor.
Really?
I really do.
Because I feel like it's so hard to go from comedic to serious. Like anytime I see, who's the guy, Michael Scott, Steve Carell, in any kind of serious role, I'm like, go back to The Office.
Really?
Yeah.
I got a problem with it. Uncut Gems, Punch Drunk Love, which I never saw, but it's number four on this. The Wedding Singer was a really great movie in 1998. The Waterboy should not be one of the top six.
What?
Absolutely not. So we will continue to cherish Adam Sandler for the national treasure he is, but go watch Popstar instead.
No, watch Happy Gilmore 2. It is not that bad.
Get it? The Burt Show.
The theme of the Burt Show today is bad ideas. We are working perhaps on our third bad idea. Earlier this morning, we concluded the series of, hey, send us your pictures and we will rate you. We had two guys that we rated. That was the first one. The second one recently was Kristen's idea to send Abby on a very dangerous trip to Indianapolis.
It is not dangerous. She's going on a commercial flight to Indiana, maybe going 45 minutes outside the city.
To meet a stranger.
To go. No, she's not meeting. Like, you make it sound so nefarious.
In a cornfield.
She's going to a wedding, a public wedding.
Under the cloak of darkness.
To meet a very hot man.
In a corn maze.
No.
Is this just the plot of The Shining or whatever?
So that was bad idea number two. Rebecca is on bad idea number three.
Yeah, so we've been rating listeners on their looks and telling them what league they're in. And I have definitely not been silently writing numbers in here while we've been doing that. So don't blame me. But why let listeners have all the fun? I have decided to turn the tables and ask the most evil and honest people in the world, Redditors, how they feel and how they would rate me, Jackson, and Mikey.
Have you lost your mind?
And they didn't volunteer for this.
I did ask their consent, and you may be asking, why did I choose Jackson and Mikey? And the answer is because I hate them. I love them, but I do hate them. And I'm going to tell you why. Just a little bit of inside baseball inside my brain is that I am constantly in a one-sided self-competition with one of the youth group members. Uh-huh. Just like sort of based on how valuable they've been that week, how funny they've been on air. And it usually switches between Mikey
Mikey and Jackson, and it really pains me to admit that they did really well on the roast at the show.
They really, really crushed it.
Yeah, and I hate that.
Okay. Come in here with a funny story also, there's something inside of you like, dang it. It's like competitive.
It should have been me.
So that means I hate when other people are funnier than me.
I hate it.
So then Friday at this time, because you have brought this up, this like secret competition, like in your head, Bert will have a definitive ranking at the end of each week as to which youth group member was the funniest for that week on the show.
Okay. I mean, I think that number will speak for itself, but I do like that idea, Kristen.
So for the week, you'll take everybody's contributions, personal stories, funny quips, you know, maybe a little bit behind the scenes action, and you will come up, you know, like a loving parent ranks its children. You will rank the youth group as to who was the funniest and who was the least funniest for the week.
Let's chip away at their self-esteem.
Jackson, do you think your mom will love you less when you lose every week?
Wow. All right. But that's not the bad idea, right?
No, that was just a bonus bad idea.
Okay.
No, the bad idea is in my mission to humble Jackson and Mikey, because I legally can't kill them, I am...
So you're literally saying you hate them because they're talented.
Yes.
Okay.
I am jealous of their talent, and I have decided to get the more talented, more evil people on the internet to roast them in my stead.
Now, is this just based on looks?
This is 100% based on looks.
And you put yourself in there also.
I did. To make it fair, I also submitted a photo of myself.
So this is like your own jacked up version of What's My League?
Yes, it is.
Or what league am I in?
With the express permission of Jackson and Mikey, I have submitted.
Express permission. It's I'm doing this. Hope you're okay with it.
Yeah. I submitted photos of ourselves to the subreddits Rate Me and Roast Me.
Oh, God, woman.
So I have our aggregate hotness meter and some choice roasts from the very eloquent neckbeards of Reddit. So I will start out with Jackson. And Jackson's photo, I captioned, "I've heard every Asian joke ever said. Bring it on."
Oh, dude. Wow. Oh, no. Really teeing him up.
Yes, here's how the roasters responded. "You've heard every Asian joke, and here we are seeing an Asian joke."
What?
All right.
"Was your biological mother a thumb?"
Too far. No one talks bad about Mama Kim on this show.
That is true.
No one.
She is a protected asset.
"Your head looks like those fruit gusher commercials from the 90s. "You look like the kind of person that purposely stands super close on the bus so he can sniff women."
So that's the mustache.
Oh, yeah, I think it is. "You look like you can't fight but are hella good at chess." And finally, "When you pass every class you've ever taken but fail puberty."
Not bad. You okay?
Yeah, I'm all right.
All right, do you guys want to guess what Reddit?
It might be more offensive that Kristen is laughing so hard.
The puberty one got me.
Okay, on a separate subreddit, so they're much nicer on Rate Me. They're very honest. I submitted Jackson's photo. Do you guys want to guess what Reddit rated Jackson?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, guess, guys.
No. I think they gave you an 8.
I'll go ahead and say that Reddit is just notoriously mean, though.
But they have some nice threads, too.
So this is my prediction of what they said, not what I think.
Sure.
Okay, I think that they said 5.5.
Okay.
Okay. I am not weighing in because I don't want it to get misconstrued that that's what I'm rating.
I'm not going to try and think about what Reddit would say, but I'm going to say that they're going to give
Go ahead.
I think Reddit will say... Like a 6 or a 7.
Okay. So Jackson only got 2 comments because the truth is people aren't really that interested in rating men online.
I'm viral.
Yeah, it was quick math. Jackson received a 7.5.
Hey, man.
Okay. Good.
Very good.
Strangers on the internet called you hot.
Wow. Uh-huh.
But wait, but when you say strangers, you mean two people.
Two people.
Oh, your mom and your dad called you hot.
Don't take this away from me, Kristen.
Let's take the win. Take the win.
Yes.
So the average of the two people was 7.5.
Yes, there was a 7 and an 8. Okay, on to Mikey, his photo I captioned, "You can try to roast me, but I am perfect in every conceivable way. You wish you were me."
The rage bait is insane for these.
Here is how the roasters responded, and you're going to notice a theme. Harry Potter and the Virgin's Curse. "You look like the guy at the party who wasn't invited but turns up anyway and gets way too smashed before 10 p.m.
That's kind of eerily accurate. Uh-huh.
"You look like... I'm sorry, this one's so good. "You look like the fifth Jonas brother they keep locked in a basement."
Whoa, Mikey.
So Mikey. Mean.
No, that's mean.
... "Who's still a virgin?" "Do you write with a fist?" "You look like you're wearing your victim's hair."
Oh, good.
"No. I'm going to have to opt out of this one. I don't want my roast to end up on your future manifesto."
Damn.
"You look like your entire body is the same thickness."
That's a pretty good observation.
Okay, finally, "Don't let the roasters get you down. You're a very handsome woman." All right, you guys want to guess what they rated Mikey?
They do not like Mikey.
I know.
Oh, he's adorable.
So this is a different thread. Mm-hmm. So that was the roast me. Now we're on the rate me. I'm just curious. Jackson had a whopping 2 comments. How many did Mikey get?
Mikey got more comments than Jackson.
Okay.
Not a ton. He got 6 comments.
6. Wow. Okay.
Yes. They all agreed.
I'm not weighing in.
I will say that they said a same as Jackson.
Same as Jackson.
A 5.5.
Okay. They all agreed he had cutie patootie energy.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And they gave him a 7.
A 7.
Oh,
okay.
Oh,
take that, Mikey. Yeah. Go messy.
I know.
Okay.
All right, finally on to me. My caption said, "Bisexual, green hair, newly skinny legend."
There's a clear difference in the way that you tee this up.
There really is.
First comment, "Who told you you were skinny?"
Oh,
my God.
I gotta say, you deserve that one, man.
Who wrote that comment? Was it JKim77?
Okay. "You look like you're $300,000 in debt from your gender studies degree." What time does your top lip arrive?
Oh my God.
That's so mean.
"Live, laugh, lopsided eyebrows." "You look like you would make the most incredible chai latte."
Oh, you do give cool indie barista vibes.
I think that's still an insult.
No.
Okay, "Level of your personality. I have green hair." Okay. Yeah. "You look like you whine about pronouns a lot." "I already knew your age by counting the number of forehead wrinkles you have."
Oh, no.
So they think you're a baby? You have none.
And then finally, "So McDonald's brought back the Shamrock Skank."
Oh, nice.
Dear God.
My toxic trait is I want to go on Reddit and do this for myself immediately.
Yeah, it was fun. Okay, you want to guess what they rated me?
Okay, I'm going to say, because generally speaking, people are harder on women than they are on dudes when it comes to looks. I'm going to say 5.
Okay.
Is what they said.
Again, uh-huh. I am curious. Mikey got a whopping 2 comments. Jackson got 2. Mikey got 6. How many did you get?
I got a lot of comments, actually.
Really?
Yeah. It was like 50 comments. So there were a lot of numbers to, add together, divide.
3.5.
What photo did you post?
I posted a very pretty picture.
I think they gave you an 8.
An 8?
Like super hot.
Oh,
people love to hate on women, though. So I'm going to think they're going to try and humble you with like a 5 or a 6.
I got an 8.3.
Yay! Yay!
Yay!
I need to see the receipts.
Okay, I will say this. The Shamrock Skank line was the best of all of them. Whoever wrote that, kudos to you.
That's so good.
The Bird Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
The women are not happy with Sydney Sweeney. She is being a bad girl. Oh, that didn't sound like how I wanted it to come on. She's not being a good gal. That sounds a little bit less profane. But here's the thing. When I saw this ad come out, there was a part of me that was like, yeah, this would probably be interesting to bring to the entertainment buzz. But I really pushed back on bringing it to the show because I'm like, is there a part of me that's like jealous or there's like some internalized misogyny? But once I started seeing other women speak up about the same thing, I'm like, oh, I'm onto something here. So people are really upset. By people, I mean, mainly women are really bothered by Sydney Sweeney's new ad campaign with American Eagle. The tagline is Sydney Sweeney has great genes, kind of like a play on words for her genes, like her genetics are really good, which in itself is not a bad tagline whatsoever. But I wanted to play you two clips here that showcase the more sensual and sexual nature, if you will, of these ad campaigns. So the first one I want to play for you is an ad where she's laying down and she's buttoning up her jeans and she's kind of arching her back and sort of pressing her chest forward in a very, honestly, kind of erotic manner.
Genes are passed down from parents to offspring, often determining traits like hair color, personality, and even eye color. My jeans are blue.
Sydney Sweeney has her jeans.
So that's the first one. You know, it's already kind of giving like those very like intimate vibes. And then the second one is quite literally in your face. So it's her standing right in front of the camera and the camera is zooming in on her cleavage and she has to tell the camera, eyes up here.
My body's composition is determined by my genes. Hey, eyes up here.
Sydney Sweeney has her jeans.
So a lot of women feel like Sydney Sweeney is leaning into the fact that the media has kind of given her the Megan Fox treatment, where it's like you have this hot bombshell and they're putting you in this box that's sort of one note, like you're the sexy girl in every film. You are going to be that kind of like that sex symbol, that thing that represents kind of every male fantasy, the male gaze. And a lot of women are like, girl, this is like the fourth ad campaign you've done where you're really turning off your female audience and leaning into the fact that the media kind of sees you as this object, if you will. Like her role on Euphoria is kind of like your classic quote unquote daddy's issues girl. She always has her chest out and then she hits the red carpet and she's always got her boobs out. And she just did this other ad campaign with Dr. Squatch where, you know, they're quote unquote selling her bathwater. And so I think this is really rubbing a lot of women the wrong way where it's like there have been actresses for years like Megan Fox who have really pushed back against this idea that they should be sexualized and be made to be this sex symbol. And here's Sydney Sweeney kind of with the agency that I feel like a lot of actresses have in 2025 and not taking advantage of that and realizing she doesn't have to be a sex symbol and just kind of saying, nah, like I'd rather just get the cash grab and do these more sexy campaigns just to get a quick buck.
Yeah, see, I didn't, in my feed, I didn't see anybody get mad at her for being too sexy. I saw people getting mad about what they were deeming Nazi propaganda.
Yeah, that's what I saw too.
That's what I saw.
Okay,
also,
we are on very different sides of the internet.
And I read it very quickly this morning, but what was the controversy there? Because it, yeah, go ahead.
So one TikToker posted, if you haven't seen or comprehended how bad it is, referring to the American Eagle Sydney Sweeney commercial, I need you to open your bleeping eyeballs and listen. This is Nazi-S, pure Nazi-S. Somebody says, like a blonde-haired, blue-eyed white woman is talking about her good genes, talking about genetics, that is Nazi propaganda. And then journalist Robbie Soav said, he's like, because this pendulum is swinging back and forth, says this is quite possibly the stupidest, most likely to backfire liberal overreach social media pylon in the history of the internet. So now you have these two stances where people are saying you're talking about your good genes, but you're a white, blonde, blue-eyed woman. And they're with this, I think the timing of the ad it doesn't help because of the conversations that are being had in our country right now. And so I think everybody's like hyper aware about things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so once this ad came out, it was easy for people to make that connection.
I think that there are probably so few people that tied those two things together. I would have to do a little bit more of a deep dive on that before I really express like a strong opinion about it. But initially, I would have never tied the two together.
I think so. Part of it, too, is when it says it has good genes, it's really focusing on her blonde hair, blue eyes, which, you know, were markers of Hitler's prized Aryan race. I think it's a stretch. And, you know, I'm probably one of the most progressive people on the show in terms of thinking about that.
You could go ahead and take probably out of that.
Okay. I think it's a reach. I do. I think, like Kristen said, with the timing of what's going on and the conversations in the country, it's stupid and somebody should have checked it and been like, this is not the move. But I don't think it is intentionally put out as Nazi propaganda. I understand why people say it could be in line with Nazi propaganda. You are pushing a white woman having good genes, but it's not, I really don't think it's that deep.
As soon as I saw those criticisms, honestly, I started rolling my eyes. Like, come on now. I mean, you can really pick apart any piece of entertainment and you could tie it into something controversial. Mm-hmm. And that was, would have, if you would have lined 100 things up for me and said, what's the controversial part of this ad? That argument right there about connecting it to Nazi Germany would have been last on the list.
And I think we should end with the fact that these jeans, the Sydney jean, is a limited run pair, and it features a butterfly on the back pocket representing domestic violence awareness, and 100% of the purchase price of the jeans is getting donated to Crisis Text Line, a nonprofit offering free 24/7 confidential mental health support.
Well, that's beautiful. I was distracted by her boobs.
Which is very, very easy to do.
You know, and with a controversy like that, all it does is want to make you go look at the ad, right?
Is that why you thought American Eagle manufactured it? The controversy?
Yeah, the second one, the Nazi one.
Yeah.
It doesn't help. It was all white blonde people, too, who are in charge of the decision.
Okay.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.